Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Who can tell the best dad joke? Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. My husband, Paul, believes in his heart he is the greatest teller of dad jokes.
You know, it's one of the rare things that you see him really commit to with your job here, because he's been resistant for, you know, a long time. He doesn't like to play all your games.
Oh, no. Actually, we had an argument about this last night. Funny enough, it's true. Like, Paul is not into being on the air. People always say, like, how come Paul's not more on the air, all that? Because that's my job. It's not his job.
Right.
So the fact that he is so prideful when it comes to telling dad jokes is hilarious to me. He has an Instagram page, Zap Dad Jokes, that my daughter runs. And because my daughter runs it, who's 15, she has stopped posting from last Thanksgiving. Now, I'm on the text chain where he sends jokes for her to post every day.
Every day.
And she just doesn't do it.
She's so embarrassed.
And she writes okay, and then she just doesn't do it.
Oh, and he's unaware? He doesn't know?
He has no idea.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
So Paul.
He has 181 followers, and he thinks he's famous.
Listen, I think we can push that number up today. I think we can.
Anyway, so what I had the guys do here, Raven, producer John, producer Sean, is each of you create a dad joke, deliver it, and then he would judge it. And I knew that he would find great joy in this.
You know what? I mean, I just want to be up front here and just say that, like, I'm not a dad joke guy, right? They only happen with me when they kind of fall in my lap, to tell you the truth. So I don't feel like I'm great at it.
But don't qualify.
We'll see. Maybe he did okay.
I hope he likes it.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Are you going to judge these dad jokes? This is Raven's.
What time is it when you have to go to the dentist? 2:30. Get it? 2:30.
How do you feel about that, Raven?
Not good.
I felt like you had to re-pronounce the hurdy part, too. Like, you were too on point
with
30 the first time.
No, you're probably right. I didn't write it, you know? I just read it.
Oh, it feels what are your thoughts?
Mediocre.
That's all he had.
Yeah.
He was like, mediocre.
It was generous, too.
That's tough.
I feel like he gave me that one.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. It's all right.
And then John had his turn.
What do you call a guy with a rubber toe? Roberto.
How do you feel about that delivery, John?
I love that joke so much.
I'm laughing at it right now. I'm trying to keep myself composed.
When it came up, like, he said it in 30 seconds.
It was
like,
his favorite thing.
Like, literally, when you were like, okay, we're all going to send Paul, we're going to record these dad jokes, and John was like, phone out in hand.
We were in a meeting.
Yep.
How about John's?
That one was better.
He really liked it.
It was better.
Yeah, he was pretty pumped about that one.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Paul is a man of a few words, trust me.
And how about Sean's?
I got an A in my origami assignment when I turned my paper into the teacher.
Nailed it.
That's actually...
Thank you, John. Thank you.
I still barely get it, but...
No, I had a play for him several times.
Yeah.
No, because it's...
Why are you so confused?
You gotta listen. He said his delivery was too fast.
I got an A in my origami assignment when I turned my paper into the teacher.
Instead of way too fast, and you got to think about it for a second. It's not as clean and cut and simple as Roberto or 2:30. So the 2:30 one kind of doesn't roll off as easy as Roberto.
Yeah, he thought yours was terrible.
You know what? I mean, this really opens it up, though. I could see Paul on a panel, like dad jokes television show. Right. This is like Idol, but for dad jokes.
I'm pretty sure I just got a 9.8 on my joke.
Well, let's find out.
Mm.
So which one do you think is the best?
Roberto.
So John gave the best dad joke.
Yeah.
Yep. And then he thought he would just leave, even though nobody asked him to do this.
Right.
He wanted to leave everybody with the joke.
Every morning when I walk out of our driveway, this bicyclist runs me over. It's a vicious cycle.
All hail the king. All hail the king.
For sure.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.